A reported 1,750 children died from abuse and neglect in the United States during 2020. Meanwhile, Child Protective Services investigated or responded to more than 3 million allegations of child maltreatment across the country. Numbers like these are scary, shocking, and frankly overwhelming. April is National Child Abuse Prevention Month and a time to give hope. There are proven ways to protect children who are living in dangerous circumstances and to help adults break the cycle of violence. For example, Maryland Family Network's Family Support and Early Head Start Centers provide free early childhood education, such as Early Head Start, which teach the skills children need for success in life. At the same time, their parents can enroll in free parenting education classes to teach best practices that are known to build parental capacity through the protective factors. Think of the protective factors as positives to counteract the negatives that lead to abuse and neglect. Examples of protective factors are building social connections, being resilient, and understanding child development. These are key in helping families to mitigate or eliminate risk and increase the health and well-being of children and families. Every child should grow up in a safe and supportive environment, and together we can end child abuse and neglect. The First 5 years is produced for Maryland Family Network for WYPR. For Maryland Family Network, I'm Doug Lent.